all, I want to thank God who has called me and enabled me to take this position. And my sincere thanks also go to the members of the Electoral College for their trust on me. Indeed, from the result of the election, it's clearly that this was God's call and choice for me. So I wouldn't manage. And I'm humbled by all this, and up to now, I just ask God, why me? Because both of us are capable, are trusted by our people, but now you have called me, why, particularly this time? So, the mood in my life and in my family is a mixture of both joy and the feeling of that huge responsibility that has been put on us, and we continue to pray that God in His own way may enable us to do things that will glorify His holy name, and that will unify the Christians of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan and the whole people of South Sudan to be able to know that they are children of God, they belong to one family. So that is my prayer, and that is my hope.
Yes, Archbishop, can you tell us briefly about the programs that you are about to do for the people of God in this new assignment?
Yeah, the program that I've planned to do is actually making disciples and teaching disciples. Because I know all what is happening in our country, it seems Christianity has not gone deep into our hearts. So I'm looking forward to teach our Christians so that they have that moral and the Christian ethic being demonstrated in their lives, so that we will love each other, we will have true reconciliation, true forgiveness that comes from the heart, not only on the lips. So that is the vision I'm having. And the content of teaching will be the Lord's Prayer, which we say every Sunday in every prayer, but we only say it, but we want to go deeper to understand it, to do it, and to live it in our life. When we say our Father in heaven, we need to understand that I'm not alone. My brother from that tribe or from that corner, we are all children of God. When we say hallowed be thy name, we need to glorify the name of God by what we do, how we live our life, whether in public or in the private. So that is the direction that I'm looking forward to taking.
Now, being the Bishop of Maridi before becoming Archbishop of the Episcopal Church, you might have undergone some of the challenges in your own diocese before. Now, as a new Archbishop, what challenges do you expect to get when serving the people of God?
Since having been in Maridi, there were indeed many challenges. One big challenge was the challenge of meager financial resources, because the Christians we minister to are mostly displaced people, traumatized people, and people who are constantly living in fear, in worry, and they have their own grudges with such people. Then financial resources is a major challenge in trying to reach out and then trying to do other ministries. And it may be the same challenge that I will face in this new responsibility, because it is the same Christian who are hungry, who are displaced, and who are in refuge. It is them who have nothing that we are going to minister to. Then the resources will take me from one place or one community to another. Or how to gather together people who are hungry without feeding them, without helping them and then talking to them. I think that is one challenge which is huge. And the other big challenge is how to support or assist our people to resettle in their former villages and communities. That is another challenge. And of course, seeing young people without education, without all this, it is a challenge. How do we provide education and prepare the young people to take hold of their future? Those are all challenges that we may face. And not forgetting the pastors and then the bishops. How do we encourage them to be able to minister with joy and with energy? because they are people with family, and from their own place of work, they are getting nothing. So it's another challenge of how to encourage them. So there are lots of challenges, but with God, all things
Archbishop, if you see the situation of our country nowadays, this is a situation that requires the efforts of religious leaders to come in and support in peace building. So what role can the Episcopal Church play in restoring peace back to this young nation?
The role of the church has been the role of preaching peace, reconciling people to God and with one another. So that is our primary role, which we will continue with that, to preach peace, pray for peace, and encourage people to embrace peace and live peace.